Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
On today's Saturday News, Hollywood Rock joins The Bloodline. Who pitched The Rock's WWE heel turn? A top NXT star signs with SmackDown. And which WWE Hall of Famer is set to return in a few weeks? Finally! I'm on my own on A News because Phil has left me today. So hello everyone, I am Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and we're just going to do this on our own today. We're going to go solo like the Sokoa. That's a nice segue into the first story today because the great one returned, obviously, on SmackDown last night. It was a big old deal. First, Roman Reigns came down to the ring. It was like the big main event thing of the show. And he was just being typical Roman Reigns. Acknowledge me! All that kind of stuff. And then he pretty much like welcomed The Rock, brought The Rock down. And The Rock was not just any old Rock. No, no, no. This Rock was, well, fully Hollywooded, I'd say. Fully Hollywood rocked. Because he had his silk shirt on, he had his sunglasses, he just had that aura of, well, he did the goosebump thing that he always does, but he had that aura just of a guy who was like, I'm enjoying myself, I'm being a pure villain now, and it's great, it's a fun time. And he ripped everyone in Salt Lake City to shreds. He was like, nope, you're not allowed to cheer me, like, you've been booing me, you've got to boo me, boo this. Like, he went crazy at everyone. It was a good time. And then at the very end, well, during this whole segment, it was established that The Rock has now officially joined The Bloodline. That's a thing. Like, it was one of those unspoken things for quite some time, but he is now officially a part of this heel stable that will just wreck everyone in WWE, seemingly, because who's going to stop the Rock and Reigns connection? It's madness. And Jimmy Uso and Solo, all the rest of it, Paul Heyman there. It was a hell of a visual, just seeing them at the end, just all raising their hands and just looking epic. It was cool. It was a really cool moment. And it has fully established that The Rock is heel here. The Rock is in full heel mode. He was having the time of his life. He wouldn't even let people join in with the finally thing at the end. He was like, nope, you don't get to do that now. You beat me. Game over. I'm here to just annoy everyone. He was like, finally, the Bloodline's here together. It was a full thing. So that's all well and good. That's all on screen. That's like a big, crazy development now that a couple of months ago wouldn't have seemed like something possible. But here we are. But when it comes to behind the scenes, you're probably wondering who was the person who really pushed for this Rock heel turn. Like, it seemed like an organic thing after the reactions of the We Want Cody and all that craziness that happened on SmackDown a couple of weeks ago. Well, no, it was like a if time is going so slowly or fast. I don't know. My brain is just melted when I watch this stuff. So it was a couple of weeks ago. The Rock obviously came to SmackDown, took Cody's WrestleMania spot, seemingly, and people did not react very well. We got the We Want Cody, all that jazz, that all happened. And apparently, over that weekend, The Rock, quite a clever businessman, looked at the scenario and thought, people aren't cheering me. I should probably change things up a little, and maybe I should, you know, turn heel. So that's all according to Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He said that, right, yeah, all that reaction, he registered it, and he was like, I should be a bad guy here. People want me to be a bad guy, I'll be a bad guy. And he also seemingly pitched the Rock Reigns versus Rhodes Rollins thing that looks like they might be going for night one. Like, that was apparently also. And also, a really interesting note with all this is the fact that, well, Dave Meltzer mentioned within this, that his latest Observer, that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, a lot more going on behind the scenes than what's actually been released at this point. So there's a ton of probably more incredible detail with all this stuff. I don't know, like, there wasn't said much more other than that, but like there's more information there than what can be spoken about right now. So just expect a lot more stuff to be mentioned in the next coming weeks about maybe how people feel backstage, like people reacting to one another. It's a whole ever-changing, just fascinating, compelling story behind the scenes and on camera right now. But finally, The Rock has, dusted off his glorious heel ways, and it was reportedly all his idea, because of course it was. He'll take all the credit.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
But SmackDown, a lot of stuff happened on SmackDown. We had that heel Rock moment, which was crazy cool. And another big moment that went down, we finally got one of the hot free agents that have been wandering around WWE for a couple of weeks now. One of those hot free agents signed with SmackDown, and that free agent was Bron Breakker. Yeah, and through SmackDown, we saw Nick Aldis backstage. He was with Jade Cargill, he was with Bron Breakker, and they had like contracts there, and you were thinking, oh, he's going to sign one of them. I wonder which one it's going to be. And then he came out in front of the audience, and he was like, ah, everyone, I've finally brought someone in. I've signed somebody. I've been doing a lot of negotiating, a lot of like wooing people, and now I finally got my big old signing, my big old free agent, and it was Bron Breakker. And he came out to the ring, he signed his contract. Everyone was like, whoa, he felt like a huge deal. This is how you should do contract signings. Just make them feel massive. Make them feel like a sport thing. Like if you get a brand new signing for a football team or the soccer team, whatever it is, like if you have those big signings, you do big presentation, like just make them feel special. And he did. He felt huge. He felt like a superstar. So that was really cool. And then it's now been said that next week there's going to be a debut match for Bron Breakker. That's going to be a big old deal. I think are they doing like a double taping right now because they're going to Australia next week? I think I've heard that through the grapevine. Might be completely wrong. Might just be me just dreaming things up. But I think I've heard that. So that's happening. The Bron Breakker match, the debut, is happening next week. So that's really exciting times. I like Bron Breakker. I think he's got, well, as many people do, the greatest spear in the game. I think he's going to kill it. I think he's going to be so good on SmackDown. And I'm really intrigued to see where they go with him. Maybe they give him a big old push head into WrestleMania. Have him destroy Logan Paul. Why not? Just have him just break through him, just spear him in two. I would pay good money to see that. But I wouldn't fly out to see it because everyone else is doing that at War Culture. Go and check out the live show. I don't know if there are tickets still available for it, but go and check it out. Just send love to it because it's awesome what everyone's doing. They're going over to Philly. They're going to have a great time over WrestleMania weekend, and it's going to be a fun old time. So hopefully you can join them there. I'll be watching from afar and cheerleading, because that's just what I do at WrestleMania. I just cheerlead for everyone. It's a good old time. But let me know, yeah, what you think of this Bron Breakker signing, because it's huge. What would you like to see Bron Breakker do heading into WrestleMania, maybe after WrestleMania? What's your long-term booking plan for Bron Breakker? You let me know in the comments section. I will definitely, I will scour through them, and I will choose the greatest one, and you'll get a big salute from me. How about that? The last story we're going to talk about today, it's another sort of SmackDown-centric thing, because this particular legend has been a big old part of SmackDown, over the last, year or so, I'd say. Was it? Yeah, about a year or so. Rey Mysterio, we're talking about. Rey Mysterio has been missing since November, and because he was brutally attacked by Santos Escobar and injured. That's what happened. That is definitely what happened. That was just the storyline from the sounds of it. And he was actually dealing with a bit of an injury before this. He was dealing with a torn meniscus, so he had to have surgery on that eventually, but then they wrote him off TV through that angle, through that heel turn thing. It was a full thing. It was quite shocking, wasn't it, when it happened? But he's been gone ever since. But the thought was originally that it was only going to be 6 to 8 weeks and then he'd be back. Rey seemed to believe that he could even be back for the Royal Rumbles. That could have been a cool thing, but obviously that didn't happen. And we're still waiting. But Meltzer did mention again in his Wrestling Observer newsletter, he's got all the scooby scoops within these newsletters. He said that it's looking now like Rey Mysterio's return now looks to be in a few weeks, is how he worded it. He was hoping to pop up towards the end of January, but now it's looking like he's going to be over the next, in the next couple of weeks. That's really cool. I love Rey. I'm so excited for Rey. He's just one of the all-time greats, obviously. WWE Hall of Famer and all that great stuff. But he was always one of my favorites as a kid. He was one of the first guys I ever saw, on a wrestling show, WrestleMania 20. We were doing that Cruiserweight Open thing as The Flash. I thought he was awesome. I thought he was great. So seeing him still just being incredible at this age is ridiculous, really. He has no right to be as good as what he is at this age, and hopefully he's fully recovered. No rush, Rey. We're on the road to WrestleMania. He could show up on the night before WrestleMania, just say, I'm going to have a match, and everyone would lose their minds because it's Rey Mysterio. So just take your time. Make sure you're okay. Make sure that meniscus is fully healed up. A lot of meniscus stuff going on, a lot of leg knee stuff. We did need to take it easy, look after these people on the road to WrestleMania and after. Just look after everybody. I'm feeling very, I don't know, I want to comfort and look after people today. Just don't hurt yourselves. I want to wrap everyone in cotton wool. We've had too many injuries on the road to this WrestleMania. I just don't want to see anyone else hurt and losing that WrestleMania moment, because it's a big deal, isn't it? All of these wrestlers work their entire career to be at WrestleMania. To get an injury this time is just really sad. So come on, Rey, get back and be healthy. That's the good stuff. That's what we want. But that has been our news today. That's been our news video on my own, just on my own, just so lonely on my own, talking about SmackDown and all this stuff. I do miss Phil. I don't. He's a horrible, horrible human. Just send him loads of abuse on Twitter and X. No, send him love. Send him love. Him and Salty Dog and all the Phil clan. The Phil clan. Yes, they have a clan apparently. So yeah, just send them loads of love. Comment down below on all these stories. How you feel about that? How you feel about The Rock being all Hollywood and joining the Bloodline? What you think of Bron Breakker? Like I said, him signing up with SmackDown. What you think of it, the fact that it was The Rock's idea to turn heel? What do you think of all that? And also, just I want to know, what was your favorite Rey Mysterio match of all time? If he is going to return, let's just celebrate Rey. While we've got him in the ring doing his stuff, you let me know what your favorite ever Rey Mysterio match was in the comment section down below, and click on loads of other lovely What Culture videos that are no doubt around my pretty red head right now. I'm knocking everything over. I'm a pro, ladies and gentlemen. Follow myself on Twitter X, whatever it is, at gmorgan04. Follow everyone here at What Culture, at What Culture WWE. But more importantly than all this gobbledygook coming out of my mouth, have yourself a good day. Have yourself the best day you can, and have a great weekend, because it's a good time to have a good weekend. There you go. Inspiration. Bye-bye.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Some people take the straight path in life, but at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you.
Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.